We're back on WPTF for the Weekend Gardener. We're at the Jane McKimmon Center on the campus of North Carolina State University. We're at Western Boulevard and Gorham Street. The entrance is on Gorham Street. And the NC 55 Plus Lifestyle Show is going on now, and there are lots and lots of companies and government agencies out here, and they even have a game table. So they got it all. Jenny McCullough is with us from Monarch Financial Planning, and everybody needs to plan for retirement, plan for the – many of us are living longer, much longer, and we don't just start at age 55 in this planning process, do we, Jenny?
Right. It's true. It's really a lifelong process of preparing for retirement, but we do find that when people reach maybe about age 55 plus and the kids are leaving the nest and they're starting to think about that next phase a little bit more deeply and starting to wonder, you know, what do I really need to focus on right now to get things ready?
And it's more than saving money.
It is. It's absolutely. It's about planning what you want your life to look like. So what are the things that are most important to you? Who are the people who are most important to you that you want to spend your time with and spend your time on? How do you continue to, you know, create value in this world?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's very complicated. The laws are very complicated. Mm-hmm. And you need someone with a great deal of knowledge about planning. And financial planners are, certified and licensed and
sure.
all that, and you know, it's very technical, so you need an expert for this.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you saying that. A lot of times people think, well, I can do myself, and like maybe you could.
You could
so
save
you have
money.
To have that much. If you want to get the education and do all the things that you need to do, that's fine. But is that really how you want to spend your retirement?
No.
Most people say no. Right.
So what services do y'all offer?
Yeah,
retirees and otherwise.
Mm-hmm. So typically what we do is if we meet someone who's entering or getting closer to retirement, we actually sit down with them and go through a pretty detailed process of, you know, what do your finances look like now? What are some strategies that you might want to implement that could help you? What kind of life do you want to live? And we lay it all out on the table for them so that they have the information that they need to make a really strong, educated, confident decision so that when they're moving into the next stage of life, they know what they're going to do. And we keep with them, you know, we're not going to drop them at the end. You know, we walk with them into that, through the transition into retirement and wherever life takes them, we're someone that they can call as a resource.
And you help them invest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And if there's something else that they want to do, then we can make it happen for them. Mm-hmm.
Jenny, thank you very much.
And yeah, thank you.
Where are y'all located? In this room, big room here?
We are here in this room. We're back in the corner over there next to the Ollie booths. Another great, great booth to check out. Lots of cool stuff over there.
Monarch Financial Planning.
Mm-hmm.
So I say look for Jenny McCullough. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. All right. You're listening to The Weekend Gardener here on WPTF, NC 55 Plus Lifestyle Show. And Brother Rufus, did you sing along there with Johnny Cash?
Certainly did, and my wife said, "My gosh, don't you learn that thing by now?"
Oh me, but Miss Linda has to keep you in control, doesn't she?
Yes, she she says, sometimes you fellas don't talk much about gardening. I said, well, we are a full-life program.
Full service. And, you know, that used to be one of our slogans at PTF, full-service radio. And so that's it's a full-service show, but it's a gardening show, ultimately. And so we're
flexible.
We're flexible, yeah. I mean, life is life. You know, we talk life. But gardening is a big part of it. Johnny, you just finished with Master Gardener training, you were telling me.
Just finishing up. We've got two more, well, I guess one more actual presentation class, and then we'll go over the exams. We'll release the exams this coming Thursday. And
wait a minute. Tell us about that. It's exam stuff.
Did it take a test?
Rufus, who passed the DC bar, which is the hardest in the world, is worried about these exams with the Master Gardener stuff.
That's usually from day one. Everybody's worried about the exam. I don't understand.
So what method do y'all use?
I've never had anybody to fail it yet. So it's pretty. I tell people it's not designed to pass. It's designed to learn and review what you learn throughout the class. So
gotcha. So you don't have to write essays or anything?
Not set up to fail, rather. No, it's no essays. It's all short answer, multiple choice, truth, false. It's a pretty simple.
Can you give us an example of a question?
Probably not.
Okay.
after the next break.
Think of one. Yeah. So I haven't.
Maybe one like, do you need the water plant? Okay, I get that.
All right. So you pass that part of it.
That's probably that probably is one actually, Rufus. It's how much water does a plant need? And usually, an inch a week is what we.
Inch a week is what I would have said. I would have gotten that right.
I usually tell them
Gerald would have passed.
You want to water them enough, but not too much, is my answer. But I think that is actually one on the test. But it's not difficult. But we'll do that. I usually pass it out 1 week and then give them a week to take it. It's a take home exam. I tell them it's open book, open notes. I want them to learn. What sort of a review of the whole class is what it is. I try to pick enough questions from each topic that we've talked about, and there's a lot of topics. I mean, we cover anything. We just had wildlife presentation this past week. Debbie Roos down from Chatham County, she talked to us about native plants.
Oh wow!
So she zoomed in from Chatham County.
Nice.
Next week we've got Dr. Jim Kearns is going to talk to us about plant pathology. So, it's a very diverse class, so it's a lot, and it's hard to retain it all. But I nobody's failed it yet, so we've always good.
Well, Johnny, last night I went to Moonlight in the Garden at the J.C. Ralston Arboretum. If you've never been to that, it's a fantastic show.
It is.
And I sat beside a lady, Miss Hirschberger. She's in charge of the Wake County Master Gardener Program. And said she's interviewing people, and that a good number of people want to get into the Master Garden Program in Wake County, and there's just no room for them.
Yeah, so there's been a wait list as long as I can remember, Rufus.
Yeah. And I said, tell people to try Johnny Coley. He would even let people come in from another county, I believe.
Well, we have trained some from other counties. Other agents have had some overflow before. Orange County, Mark Bumgarner, who's on the show sometime, he had an overflow a couple of years ago, and he asked me if they could take the training with me, and then they just went back into that his county to do the volunteer hours.
Where do y'all have the training?
We've been doing it in Berea, which is a small community in Granville County. I try to pick a space that's in between Granville and Person counties, because I have both counties, and I want to meet at the same place every week rather than going back and forth, because it'll confuse me. I won't know where to go to each week. So
that's true.
But
is it at a church?
It's at a volunteer fire department.
Fire department.
Yeah,
okay.
That's where we've had it. They've had something going on the last couple of 3 weeks there at the fire department. So we've moved it actually back to the Granville County office to finish it out this time. But the volunteer, they've been very gracious to let us use their facilities. This is probably the third year we've used that, and it's right there. Person County is probably, I don't know, three miles down the road on 158. It's right there on 158, and Oxford's not too far away. So, it's.
And you do this every other year.
This is my third year in a row that we've had the training.
Great.
My plan is to skip next year. I've told my director not to let me do it again next year, so I'm hoping I can hold to that, although I've had a lot of people in the last week or two ask me when my next class was. So I don't know.
Does he have to hold you back on a lot of things?
Was it she?
She?
Selena,
does
yeah.
she have to?
No, okay. No, probably doesn't have to hold me back. She probably has to push me more than she
has. I doubt that. Rufus was talking about, you mentioned sometime, Rufus, that you had an open book test in law school.
Oh, yeah. I was telling you about one time this fellow came in there with a grocery cart full of law books. Literally, full of law books. He never passed anything. He never graduated law school. He couldn't see the forest for the books.
I had an open book political science test one time. I'll tell you, that was probably one of the hardest tests I ever took.
Yeah.
It was open book.
I mean, if you haven't retained it, if you haven't read it, yeah. if you hadn't retained what you've read.
You don't know where to look.
Then you have no idea. And Dick Herbert, who was sports editor of the News and Observer, once said the mark of an intelligent person is not what he knows, but what if he knows where to find that information.
Yeah.
You know, and that's very true. I mean, you can only retain so much, most of us.
And of course, with Google and all the search engines we have now,
but
you have to be careful of what you find. We always tell people, make sure you go to a .org site or a .edu site. You know, don't just, those .coms will get you in trouble sometimes.
Certainly will. So what else is, Rufus, what else is blooming in your yard?
Well,
besides the camellias.
I've just got the osmanthus just stopped the third blooming this year.
Oh, no kidding. Mine hadn't bloomed in several weeks. Huh.
Yeah, and I've still got all kinds of impatiens. The sun patient is just the best annual I've ever seen.
Yeah.
They've been out there spring. Now, I know it'll be gone this weekend, but snap, impatiens. I don't have many. Now, the roses are in a full blush right now. And I don't prune mine until sometime in February. And Gerald and Johnny, I'm asked all the time about encore azaleas. I say, don't prune them in the fall of the year. You're going to cut off the spring's blooms.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to prune them right after they bloom in the spring. So
Yeah.
So I've got that one right because I learned it the hard way one time.
Yeah.
Yep.
You may end up with a few blooms here and there, but it's
it's
not going to look like you really want it to.
No.
So.
No. Yeah. Yeah. And hibiscus. A lot of people like to not hibiscus. Hydrangeas. Gracious. Hydrangeas. A lot of people like to prune their hydrangeas back. They're not mop beds, and you don't want to do that in the wintertime.
That's right. All right, we're at the NC55 Plus Lifestyle Show seminar. Protecting Yourself from Scams and Fraud is going on right now in Room 7 here in this huge complex at the NC Steakhouse.
Kimmel
Center.
56. Later Sunday, a chance of showers and storms. High near 76.
All right, we're back on WPTF with the Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayleigh here. And, Joel, I can't read my own writing. We have another caller here. Terry. That looks sort of like Terry. Terry, good morning.
Good morning. It's Terry Henderson. I want to say hello to Rufus Evanston and all the other good old boy club members. And I want to say it's a great day for a flower show. And the chrysanthemums are all in bloom over at the Jim Martin building there at the fairgrounds.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And you think, we've talked many times, it's not just those beautiful chrysanthemums that you see at the state fair and on people's porches and at grocery stores and at the farmer's market and all. There's so many different kinds, Terry.
There's 13 different varieties, some exotics. They're just, you look at them and you say, that's the prettiest thing I've seen. And that show is today from 1 to 5 and tomorrow 10 to 3. And you're going to be surprised at how beautiful these chrysanthemums are in this judged competition.
And I bet Rufus.
This is Rufus. This is Terry Henderson, who, by the way, is a great author. He wrote a book on Hayes Barton and is a member of the Middle Boys Club and just a fine, fine individual.
Well, Terry, those meetings of the Good Old Boys Club, do they get raucous over there, or are they pretty well contained?
You every member has 2 minutes to say whatever he wants to say, and then they ring him down with a bell. So you can't get too raucous in 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's 2 minutes. Rufus, how in the world do you manage that?
Well, he mainly says, I'm Rufus Edmondson, and then we've got a great story coming.
Yeah, I know. There are always good stories. Terry, where are you? Where are y'all set up?
We're in the Jim Martin building. There are gate 9 on the Opportunity Road there, right in the middle of everything. And, so it's the Jim Martin building. It's free, and you're going to be surprised at how beautiful these chrysanthemum varieties are.
So and gate 9 is... Gate 9 runs off of Trinity Road.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
So it's 1 to 5 today and 10 to 3 tomorrow.
What are some of your favorite chrysanthemums?
Well, they're all named with a variety name. I think probably some of the exotic are some of my favorites. There's obviously the palm, but then there are spiders, and there are, just a wide variety. I think probably the spider mums are some of my favorites.
Yeah, yeah, they have a different look than what we've come to expect, and they're not really run-of-the-mill, but the ones that seem to be most popular. But, we need to get the word out about chrysanthemums. Well, there are so many pretty ones.
There are some called the anemone. They're quills, brush and thistle, exotics. There's one called the spoon. There are singles and doubles and semi-doubles. They're just a sight to see.
I'll bet. Well, Terry, Hayes Barton Baptist is an extraordinary place. Really has, with a rich, rich history, and I'm glad you laid down all of that information about that church.
I have written about the church. I've written about some of the most famous people in the world who lived here in the 20s and 30s, including the man who sculpted Mount Rushmore. He was famous before that for sculpting out of a 6-ton block of white marble the head of Lincoln emerging from that stone. And today it's in the Capitol in Washington. And when he did it in 1903, Abraham Lincoln's oldest son was still alive and serving in the administration.
Robert, yes.
With Robert. And when he looked at it, he said, I never thought we'd see father again. And that was a famous, famous sculpture that he put there.
That's extraordinary. Yeah. Well, Terry, that is so interesting, all of it. Well, how fascinating. Thank you so much for taking the time to call us and reminding us about that. Is it today and tomorrow or just today?
Today and tomorrow. So today it's 1 to 5, and tomorrow it's 10 to 3.
All right, in the Martin Building at State Fairgrounds, Gate 9 off of Trinity Road is the route you should take.
We'll
Terry,
there.
Take care and come up with something good for the next Good Old Boys meeting now.
Oh, we'll do it. Thanks a lot.
All right, bye. How about that, Rufus? You have some.
Well, you hear some really, there are a lot of sports people there, like Lou Pasillo and others. And I keep up. I'm one of the few Carolina people there, as usual. But we have a rule Everybody's got to be civil. You don't attack anybody for their beliefs.
Well, that's good.
Everybody gets their 2 minutes, and if you get to go over, you get the bell rung on you. And it's a very civil group. People like Pete York, a lot of that grew up around Raleigh.
We'll be back. We'll be back with more on the Weekend Gardener here on WPTF. All right, we're back on WPTF with the Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayley here, along with Gerald Adams, Johnny Coley, and the former Secretary of State, Attorney General, and Deputy Chief Counsel on the Senate Watergate Committee, and the current Secretary General of Gardening, Rufus Edmonston, who is not in this building, but is drinking a Cheerwine and smoking a cigar at his palatial estate. And so... relaxing, looking out onto all of the beautiful plants out there. You mentioned camellias, Rufus, blooming. And you even have some ginger lilies blooming. So many things. It's nice, it's easy, Rufus, to have something blooming year-round in your landscape. You don't have to overdo it, but you can have some blooms.
It's worthy of getting ready. And of course, Daphne. Now that's still about a month away, but I haven't talked to it yet.
I have lots of. I think I'm going to have to cut mine back some because the we're going to have the house painted, the outside of the house, and I think I'm going to have to cut mine back along with the mahonia that it's surrounding, basically not surrounding, but halfway. And so I don't know, what is that going to do to it, Rufus?
Oh, Lord. Get ready for drama.
It is drama. A drama queen, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Well, that mahonia will take anything, but the Daphne is so picky. But it has been so happy. And, boy, I'll tell you, it is full of blooms this year. So I'm hoping that it... it will stay that way, and I don't think the cold weather that's coming up is just going to enhance it. I don't think it'll hurt it a bit. Is that true?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. The eyes have it.
Anything that'll bloom in January, a little cold's not going to bother.
27 November's not going to bother.
That's right. That's for sure. Gerald, I was watching an episode of This Old House and the gardening part of it. And they were visiting a turf farm, and they're developing, Rufus, some turf that has clover in it. Mm-hmm. They are, you know, they're moving, not moving away from turf grasses, but they are utilizing other greenery, other green plants that enhance the yard, and so they're coming to the realization that there are all kinds of clover that will work in a landscape, something you've known, you and George Washington have known for a long time. Rufus? Have we lost Rufus? He's still on the line. Okay.
Napping.
Because he's taking a big gulp of Cheerwine. Okay. So, Gerald, any comments about that? You're our yard man.
I'd be curious to see how that worked mixed in with grass, because clover, the problem with it in when you want good turf is the way it spreads, the sun can't get through it. Bermuda won't even run through clover.
Right.
So, and then when it frosts on it,
what are
you going to be looking at for the wintertime?
Your maintenance would be your – yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if what type of – if it's mixed in with lawn grass, or it's mixed in with other things, other types of plants,
like
that may be.
I bet
it's mixed in with other things.
Yeah.
And those things perhaps stay green through the winter when the clover takes a break.
Yeah, I wish I had paid more of attention to it to come up with some of the plants, but the clover just stuck out because Rufus has has talked about that so much over the years and the use of it. And his lawn and clover can be, the green clover, white clover, can be good for your landscape.
Oh, yeah. Good pollinator.
Yeah. And it is it true that it puts a little nitrogen back into the soil? Or is that an old wives' tale?
No, it's a little it does.
I guess if you have a real good crop of it, you have to be kind of careful if all those bees out there and you're walking around barefooted. It might.
Yeah, of course, usually you see if honeybees, if you see them on the Ladino clover, the white clover, then there's not much else out there for them to forage on. That's usually, I mean, they go to it and they will get stuff, but it's sort of their last resort.
Be careful where you step.
Yeah.
Good gracious. Well.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely are, you know, they do like it, and people plant it for it because of crimson clover, and you know, there's other clovers as well that you can plant for pollinators.
We have, is it Rob from Princeton? Hello? Hello, Princeton. Come in.
Hello. I was in Princeton.
It's Rob Hales. Rob, how you doing? What are you doing in Princeton today?
I'm going to Beaufort, not Beaufort.
Well, Beaufort's pretty, too. They're two gorgeous towns, but there's a lot of controversy about their names.
Depending on that reminds me, I heard you say something earlier this morning about the gentleman going to St. Thomas.
Yes, Dave.
To look at the implant?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure that's what I heard.
I think. I don't know what. I don't know. Whatever his wife. His wife is taking him there, so.
Oh, okay.
Whatever his wife wants to do.
I have a question. I got two questions. One is, whatever happened to hydroponics? Because when we were kids, Disney used to have sort of a science wing, and one of the shows they did was about hydroponics. Right? And they even had like a greenhouse, and they were showing you how they grow the plants. Never heard anything else about it. I just wondered, what happened to hydroponics?
It's still done. We, interestingly enough, we had Farm City Week in Person County this past week, and one of the projects or something that one of the middle school teachers has in his class is a hydroponic system, and they grow lettuce in that. And there are some still hydroponic production. I do have one grower in Granville County that grows lettuce and different leaf crops in hydroponic system, but you don't see it a whole lot in the commercial area in this space. In the classroom, they actually light it as well. They do grow lights and everything on them, but I'm not aware of a lot of hydroponic systems commercially in our counties.
There's somebody at the farmer's market that's there periodically selling lettuce that grows it hydroponically.
Yeah, that's usually what you see grown hydroponically.
Rob, we have to take a break. Do you want to hang on?
I'll hang on.
All right, more coming up from the NC 55 Plus Lifestyle Show here at the J. McKimmon Center at NC State on the Weekend Gardener. All right, we're back at WPTF, the Weekend Gardener. Gerald Adams is here, and Johnny Coley. Johnny is the extension agent in Granville and Person County. Amy?
This is Amy.
Amy, come on over here and sit down, if you will. I'm not ordering you around or anything. But
you can order me around.
No, I'm not going to order you around. So you're in charge.
I am in charge with a lot of other people and amazing people that will help put this together.
But you're busy this morning. I appreciate you sitting down and talking about this. We've talked with some of the people who have booths here. We started with bananas.
Well, and hopefully you learned why bananas are good.
We did. And none of us knew that. And by golly, we got all of that information, and there's so much information. Y'all have filled up this place.
We have. Our goal is to provide a lot of different kinds of services, products, and community opportunities all under one roof.
Now, I haven't been in here in a while. I used to cover Governor Hunt's forums here in January when the press would come in and he'd have all kinds of speakers. But this is great. This is one-on-one, and you get so much valuable information for people, not just in retirement, but people 55 plus, obviously.
Yeah, it's great for if you need information, products, or services now, but also for future planning, or if at some point, oftentimes if something happens, you need information immediately. And so that's the goal, too, so people have resources on hand.
Now, something you have going on right now really caught my eye, scams and fraud, and you have folks from the Secretary of State's office and others talking about it, and that's so much in the news. It seems like weekly there's something else, so we really need to be in the know.
It's really important. The scammers are so sophisticated now, and that's why they call them scam artists. There's an artistry to it, but even more now, the emails, the texts, the phone calls, they look legitimate, and they look like companies that you work with. We had Secretary of State Elaine Marshall with us yesterday sharing some of the common scams that they see, and it just blows your mind what's happening and the amount of money people lose. And we can't have that. We need to do everything we can to stop that. So we've got the Secretary of State's office, John Marin, and we've got Kevin from the Department of Insurance talking about scams right now and some of the common ones that they're seeing. And one of the biggest takeaways, I think, is just don't respond. Don't pick up the phone, or if you think it's a scam and you happen to pick up the phone, put it down. If it's a text, delete it. Don't even read it. If it's an email, don't even respond and delete it right away.
I occasionally will answer a call, and I bark like a dog and then hang up. That's one of the techniques that can be used if you feel like that.
You know what? I think it's a fantastic technique. Yeah, I'm loving that. I'm loving that. Yeah. You know, one of the biggest ones is cryptocurrency right now. So they're targeting the 55-plus community, and particularly the 65-plus community, and having them say that they need to go put money into the specific ATM machines that are crypto.
I had one that was talking about that I had investments in it, and I needed to take a look at it. It was just something you want that you had to, if I had hit that, probably viruses or whatever would hit the phone. So there are all kinds of things you have to think.
You do. My mom got a letter in the mail from AT&T for cell phone. Well, she doesn't have AT&T. She has Verizon. So, but it was for amount that was due. And so a friend of hers got one too, and she thought she had to pay it. So, it's on the same letterhead. They steal the logo, everything. So we just have to be really careful and be cautious. Yeah.
All right. Lots of people out here, we talk about the bananas, and that is for hearing. You can get your hearing tested here, and they'll tell you all about that, hearing aids, so forth. A lot of medical folks out here today.
Yeah. We even have groups like the NC Falls Prevention, and their motto is, I might get this wrong, but it's falls don't have to be a part of aging. Yeah. And so what do we do to make sure our bodies are strong and that we're not falling? And it can be anything from the shoes we wear to having core strength and leg strength, to groups that even like Serenity Spa, for example, that they have, they can install a whole new area in your bathroom. Or if you just need grab bars, or you need different functionality in your spaces to make your space work for you and make it safer and healthier and easier. And then physical therapy. That's something, too, that can help you get your core strength, get your leg strength, which helps with walking and mobility.
And you have entertainment and games. You have a game table.
We introduced the new game zone this year, and I'll bet most people don't know what the game Crokinole is. So we are demoing it. The Triangle Crokinole Club is here, and they're teaching people how to play, and it's so fun and easy. And then we've got Wake Up with Mahjong Social Club here, giving tips and tricks on Mahjong. And then there's a puzzle area if people want to do jigsaw puzzles. So we've introduced that this year. And then we partner with the Senior Games, Wake County Senior Games, their Silver Arts Division, where people compete in dance, comedy, song, all kinds of stuff. And we've got some of them performing on stage this morning in a variety show.
Nice. Very nice. And This ends when?
Today is the last day, and it ends at 3 o'clock.
How about that? Well, I hope it has been successful. I'm sure it has. And what a big deal this is.
Well, you know, it's important to provide this service. We've got a growing population in the 55-plus community. We've grown by a million over the past 10 years, and it's just continuing to grow. So we need to have a place that people can get resources but also have some fun.
Amy Baldwin, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, ma'am. All right, you're listening to The Weekend Gardener on WPTF. Gerald just brought us some honey.
Sourwood. Yeah.
Sourwood honey. Rufus, I'm sorry you're not here, sir.
I saved him some.
Okay. Do we still have Rufus? Oh, okay, we got Rufus. Did you hear that Gerald has saved you some sourwood honey?
He passed out in shock.
I don't know. Have we lost, Joel, have we lost Rufus?
I just heard him speak.
Yeah. Rufus?
No.
It was Rob.
Rob, no. We still got Rob, okay. All right, Rob.
What a deal. Anyways.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the man's busy. He's cutting deals as we speak. So
I was going to ask him about his book. When does it come out?
Well, he was hoping by the end of the year, but I don't know how that stands. If we ever get him back, we'll certainly ask him that.
I'll be listening. Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right, Rob. Any other questions, buddy?
There's one. Well, I do have one. All right. The thing about the bananas, I've been listening to you all morning. And the used to be the joke was, you've got a banana in your ear, and the response was, I can't hear you. I've got a banana in my ear.
Well, you know, there's somebody who used, I don't know where I saw it. It wasn't Maxwell Smart. He used a shoe, but somebody used a banana phone. I don't know what that was from.
It might have been Laugh-In. I believe it was Laugh-In.
It could have been Laugh-In. I don't know. But at any rate, that's the first thing I thought of when I saw these bananas at the Test Your Hearing Ears at 60 Years booth. So. Rob, you have a wonderful day. I know that you will there in Beaufort.
I'm working on it. I will see you later. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. So, this is really a marvelous idea on someone's part. Steve on the line from Garner. Good morning, sir. How's everything there? Looks like it's.
A beautiful day.
Have you got your landscape prepared for Monday?
What's Monday?
Well, it's going to. We're going to have a low of 29 or 30.
Yeah. I don't have any fruit, but that's one of the things I wanted to. The guy that had the tomatoes that were still fruiting, what I used to do when I wanted to extend my season, is I would put a sheet over the top of my plant, and then if it got down below freezing, I would put a hair dryer and just let it warm up that area underneath it, or a lamp with a bulb. Just something to keep it from, keep the inside of the sheet warm. That worked for me, and I would get an extended season for spinach and broccoli and tomatoes. That was back when I used to have a full garden. I don't have it anymore, but I don't have anything fruiting right now. But my tea olive was blooming yesterday, and it just absolutely perfumed my yard. That was really that has a nice smell.
It really does. It's overwhelming almost, and it will permeate an entire landscape. I'm going to check. I don't think mine's. It's got to be blooming because it's a fairly old plant, fairly large. But I had Rufus talked about that earlier in the show. He has kind of a hedge of it, which is really overpowering. But it's a good, solid, reliable evergreen, and with a huge bonus.
Well, Tuesday, my wife is going to find out from the chemo doctor. What her treatment plan's going to be. So if you guys would keep her in your prayers, I'd appreciate it.
Oh, we certainly will. For both of you.
But she, my daughter went home today from Texas, so she does have a family she has to keep up with.
Yeah.
But my other two children have circled the wagons around Mama. They've been a real big help. So
I know they have, and that's what you need. And
I had grandkids out last week on Tuesday that came over and helped me do some landscaping things that needed to.
Huh? Wow, that's a great deal. I'm sure you wish they were there all the time for work.
The thing is, it's like herding cats. You gotta be careful.
Well, that's all right.
Turning them loose out there because they will step on a plant that you want.
Well, I mean, it's a good learning experience for them.
Though. And what makes it tough is if you got three of them, one's in one corner, the other's in the other corner, and the other one's behind you. And you have to run between the three of them to keep them in order. But it was nice to have them. It just the time spent with them was great.
Will you take care, my friend?
Yeah,
thank you so much.
I was going to try to come and visit you live, but Mary just got tired.
Yeah, I understand.
So
we'll see you soon, hopefully.
We love you guys.
We love y'all too, and thank you so much.
Bye.
We'll talk to you later. Steve and his wife have been listening to this show for forever and coming out to our remotes for as long as I can remember. So, prayers to them, both dealing with some health issues. Here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener, lots of folks here at the NC55 Plus Lifestyle Show attending and folks to help you. Here on WPTF, more coming up.